Well, bad luck, Neil. What were the main components of that defeat, in your view?
Not having the willingness to get back in at 2-0. Just saying here, the other side of the game that we talk about time and again. And when you leave five at the top end of the pitch, who aren't prepared to get back in. Granted, the lad, it's a worldie. You know, well done. But you should never get in that position. Dodd should never be in a position where he has to engage the fullback. Should have had a wide man in front of him. Should have had two centre mids in front of him. Should have forwards tracking back. Didn't happen.
Is fatigue an issue? Would you accept at all?
Yeah, listen. I'm not here to make excuses, but I've no Linney, I've no Potts, I've no Doyle, I've no Simpson. I shouldn't have brought Cocoline on. Shouldn't have started Ennis. You know, we are stretched. You know, Curtis Jones had a car accident on the way to the game today, and you know, didn't feel great. You know, there's loads of things that, you know, that's kind of things that people don't see, but Doyle pulls up in the warm up. So it's not an excuse. We should have a good enough squad. But you take out Potts, the place is like a morgue. You know, you look at the other side of his game where he's organising. He wouldn't have let us get stretched with a minute to go with five up front, you know. But it is what it is, and, you know, look at fatigue. But even the lads who started, we did all right second half. You know, we probably only one team in it, but we didn't do enough first half, James. Our passing was awful. Our work rate was awful. You know, you could talk about fatigue. I have a say in the dressing room that I just believe tiredness is a psychological weakness. That's what I talk about. Think you're tired, you are tired. You know, token 50-yard runs at the end of the game doesn't impress me. You know, that should have been done a lot sooner. So, no, tough one to take.
I wouldn't be saying the players would do this consciously, but there's obviously been a very exciting week for the club with the announcement of the FA Cup. A lot of talk of the live television and so on. Is it possible that psychologically, subconsciously, the players just were not 100% at it, or some of them today?
It's a fair question, and I just said there'd be nothing more humiliating than when you don't even make the squad or get off the bench next week. You know, you've had a good big opportunity some of you today, but four or five of my bigger players missing. Have you taken your shirt? I'm not sure if you have. So, you know, I'm not against them. You know, I can handle losing games of football, no problem. I can't handle is, you know, did we see anybody top someone in the game or make a fair tackle? I don't recall one, to be honest. That, you know, people just going through the motions to me, and, you know, Tiddlywinks, FA Trophy, FA Cup, league game, friendlies, they mean everything to me. And unfortunately, like I've just said, Callum Woods is there. You know, I'm a manager in the Northern Premier League, I'm a manager in the Championship in the Premier League, saying the stuff I've just said, and he agreed with me, as did Michael Fowler. You know, if you haven't got the other side, then you're not going very far. So, you know, there was too many the other today that didn't show the other side of the game.
We were looking at quite early in the first half, it was noticeable how much possession we were losing when not under pressure.
Yeah, our ball retention game was awful today, and there's no reason for it. You know, there's no reason at all for it. We're rushing things, we're playing things in one touch.
We couldn't understand it.
When we secure the ball, we always take two, we rotate. And do you know what it is? And I'll tell everyone listening what it is. When you're not at the pace of the game, when you're not at the pace of the game, you become sloppy. You become sloppy in possession, out of possession. You can't do that 50-yarder. You can't skew the ball and move it the way you would do. They were doing it last week against Guys, they'll do it next week against Doncaster. But today, you know, a team below them, underdogs, have they prepared themselves right? I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure. Listen, there's not the whole game that I was disappointed with. I thought second half, we were good. The most disappointing thing for me is like the ball retention and the work rate for the last goal. Albeit it is it's a great strike in the top corner, but it should never have happened.
Two things from me for the second half. One is I thought that as they played a higher line, maybe we could have broken at them quickly, and yeah, we didn't do that when we could have done.
No, Trey took a knock in the first half and couldn't shrug it off. And I thought, you know, there were glimpses of Trey being able to get in behind, but he couldn't shake it off. Brought Morgan Penfold on, looking for a reaction. We couldn't really get him into the game. But Finn Sinclair Smith was the only one who really brought the lines today and did really well. But I don't remember a midfielder going in beyond the front man today. You know, you talk about like getting forward, kind of starved Dodd into the last half an hour of the ball. Morris was wasteful in possession. You know, he just said it. Just disappointing, but the problem is when one does it, it spreads throughout your team. You know, it's hard to get out of that habit. I mean, they're not excuses. It's real life. You know, it's real life football. But it's, you know, for me, it's not good enough, because it's not as though we're a long ball team. And then today we expect them to play football. We play football all the time. And we work on it in training. And we work on it, you know, in all aspects of everything we do here. So, you know, it's a sickness to me. like I said, Tuesday night, I can handle getting beat at South Shields because we're playing really well. I can't handle that today. That's going to take a long time to get over.
Well, you made the changes on the hour. The three words that are guaranteed to always start a debate among FC United fans, two up front with your wingers. Why don't you think that worked when you made those changes?
I'm not... It's not against. I'm just not a big fan of it. We go long. We resort to kind of just flicks and in behind, and
which is why it can't, why it gets people talking when you do make that change.
Yeah, yeah. Because we didn't have anything else. I mean, yeah. there's literally nothing else. I wasn't going to bring on one or two people from the bench today because attitudes weren't correct in the warm up, and they've just been spoken to now.
Okay.
And then, you know, that's live. You know, and that's the decision I made, and whether or not they're going to future here is the decision that I'll make. I don't expect people to be happy being on the bench, but I do expect, you know, kind of a reaction, and you know that limited me to my substitutes today. But still, you know, so we went 4-4-2. I needed to try and get Cocoline on to give him some minutes, see whether they got a reaction, and we'll just have to, you know, we'll have to assess that and see how he is come Tuesday.
One final thing from me is credit to Manchester United. I thought their defending in and around their penalty area was as good as I've seen, or better.
They're very good, aren't they? They're very well organised, well drilled, big. Obviously, they're good at defending set pieces, good at attacking set pieces. There'll be a team that's up there, you know, in the league below us this season. You've got to credit them, you know, for coming here. You know, it was tough for guys at set last week when, you know, they get knocked out by a league below, a side of the league below them, which was us. Today's tough for us. We've been knocked out by a side of the league below. But, you know, for me, I warned people of this threat. You know, we play Trafford, clear the roles, etc. in pre-season. It's a good league, it's a good standard. If you come here and you're not fully on it, you're going to get punished. But it's that loss, you know, first loss in over 12 months that,
yeah,
I can't, you know, it's an amazing record, isn't it? But not in the manner that we've lost it.
Are you feeling good about the sort of the next 7 days? You've got,
I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed with the league. Yeah. I'm really annoyed with the league that, you know, we're the first team, or South Shields and ourselves are the first teams not to get that grace for a midweek game. You know, we finished 1-2 last season, points per game goes out the window. 1-2 get to the FA Cup first round, they put a league game in midweek. You know, we haven't got any preparation time. And like when Paul Carden said to me, you know, on the phone the other day, that surely the league will step in and support you and free up the Tuesday night game. We've asked the league and they said no. You know, maybe it's different when they find out we're on BBC next Saturday, but it's too late. You know, and there's just got to be a bit of common sense here, because common sense isn't prevailing. We're having to squeeze these games in, we're getting injured, we're getting injuries, but you think it'd be nice for, you know, if they would have said, you know, prepare, use your Tuesday and Thursday, prepare, but unfortunately, you know, we're seeing right at the top end, you know, with the FA and the government, that they're making mistakes every day, so, you know, our league are no different.
Well, Neil, thanks for joining, thanks for your honesty, as always, and we go again, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.